Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tea Time. It is April. It is spring. It is the middle of Aries season. And I'm pumped. I also just got through, Back it up. Normally, I record this first, and then I record the Patreon audios, because, like, the whole point of this is, like, I'm drinking my tea, I'm getting ready to record, but, like, I was feeling really inspired, so, you know, I just recorded some other things, and now I'm back here. I actually recorded, the Patreon audio, as well as a cute little, like, super emotional love confession shorty that will be available to everyone at Potion Tier and above. So that's why I'm like a little sniffly. Got real emotional. I'm very attached to the character who's in it, who you'll see in, like, I don't know, maybe even before this comes out, so it doesn't matter. Anyways, so what's new? What's coming out? I'm working on Brancewood. I got some really positive feedback from you guys about that, and I'm so excited because this is actually a sort of a story that I've been writing for a number of years. I had the idea my senior year of college. Actually, it was going to be my senior portfolio project, just in a totally different medium. And I ended up choosing something else, but I've always loved this story so much, and it was never quite as involved in my head as it is now. It was very much just like the basic concept of, like, witch in the woods finds a person. They have amnesia. Shit happens. So I've been working very hard, sort of working out the backstory and, like, the sort of beginning, middle, end type things, and, like, what happens when, so that I'm, like, actually writing a real thing and not just, like, one chapter at a time. Who the fuck knows where this is going? So I'm very excited that you guys seemed to like that a lot. And I have the chapter 2 should be coming in April. Just have to get my ass in gear a little bit with the writing. I'm the slowest writer. Speaking of the Patreon audio, if you did not see in the Patreon announcements on Discord, or if you're not on Discord to see that, I'm going to start doing the, like, submit tags and voting the first of the month rather than the last week of the month. And that's just for a couple of reasons. Number one, it will give me some extra time to work on the audio and not feel like, shit, I have to write a script, record an audio, and edit an audio within, like, the span of 3 to 5 days. Because, like I said, I'm a very slow writer and I don't want to just, like, I don't know, throw shit out there for you guys. Like, I want it to be something I'm proud of at the end of the day. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason, is actually because I realized recently, if somebody pledges the first of the month, but only wants to pledge for a month, one of the main rewards is that they get to help, like, submit tags and vote on tags. But if they're joining the first of the month, then they're not getting to submit tags or vote for tags on the audio that they actually get to hear, which is, for example, they joined April 1st. They didn't get to do voting or submitting tags in March. And then what they submit tags for, what they submit tags for and vote on in April, they wouldn't get to hear in May. I just felt like that was unfair. So I'm going to move that so that April 1st, or, you know, first of the month, whatever month, this will be starting in May. So starting May 1st, we'll start that up. And then what I'll do is for the Hex tier and above, they get 2 monthly audios. I'm going to put out the whatever I feel like doing audio April 1st, or I keep saying April, first of the month. And then mid-month, we'll get the, we'll get the community audio. And I think that'll be a little bit more fair and also easier for me. So I like it. If you've been around for a while, you already know this, but if you're new, I would like to invite you to come hang out with me on Twitch. I typically stream in the evenings. I'm still working out an exact schedule, but recently it has been evenings between like Friday and Monday sometime. If you follow me on Twitter or if you follow me on Twitch, you'll know when I go live. Or if you're in Discord, you'll know when I go live. It posts all over the damn place. But that's been a lot of fun. I really love sort of interacting with you guys in real time and having that sort of like real time feedback. You know, we just have a silly time. Sometimes we play horror games. Sometimes we play really relaxing games. Sometimes we just, you know, hang out and do whatever. But I invite you. My name on Twitch is Ruby Sea Witch, as it is literally everywhere. So check that out. We have a couple of audios that I have not yet edited that I recorded. The big one is something that somebody requested me to fill a couple of months ago, probably weeks ago. It was a while ago. The name of the script is Let Big Sis Take Your Stress Away, and it's a little bit yandere. It gets a little dark for like a minute, like a hot second. But I specifically asked the person because it had a rape tag, for the section where she gets a little too yandere. I asked the person if I could change it just a little to where she specifically says like, hey, you know, if you don't want this to happen, you better tell me now. And then, you know, there's never a point where she's like, oh, you said no, haha, I'm going to do it anyway. So I really wanted to try and move away from the rape tag as much as possible. Not only because I sort of have gotten the feedback, what do you call it, like unintentional feedback, I guess, in the sense that like more people seem to enjoy my audios that don't have that tag. And then also because of just, you know, all the bullshit on GWA and all that shit. But that's coming. I still have to edit it. What else is in my folder here? Oh, haha, LOL. What is wrong with me? Okay. So, listen. I love Animal Crossing, right? Most of you guys know that. I played it on Twitch for a bit. I've been talking about it nonstop for like, I don't know, 3 months. So I did a Safe for Work audio for YouTube that is, Isabel, who is like the mayor's assistant in Animal Crossing New Leaf, and the mayor, who is the listener or the player character. And, you know, she comes in, you've been there all night, blah, blah, blah. She gives you a massage and like head scratches and gives you a blanket, and it's very sweet. It's gonna go on YouTube and probably this coming week. I also, because I'm a shitlord, decided that I was like, well, it's time to also make a not safe for work version for Patreon. So that's a thing. It is a full length audio, so it will be posted to the hex tier and above. So if you want to hear Isabel give you a blowjob and then also maybe get bent over a desk in the mayor's office, you know, I mean, what's wrong with me, honestly? That'll be a thing that happens soon. So anyways, what else do we have? There's another thing. I just leaned against the wall in my studio. It's very silly. I wish I had like a photo of the way I'm standing. It's very casual. It's very like, so listen. Anyways, soon there's another shorty coming, and I told you that already, and I wasn't going to tell you who the character was, but I want to tell you about the rest of this. So I'm going to have to tell you. It's Zelda. It's Princess Zelda. It's Princess Zelda and Link. They're like, okay, listen, I am super against shipping. I hate shipping. I hate it so much. And that I think comes from a place of, I myself am someone who creates characters in my daily, like, I don't want to say my real job, because let's be real, this is my real job at this point. In my offline job, I guess we'll say. And as someone who does that, it just bothers me when people like take somebody else's creativity and their writing and like something that they've poured their soul into and been like, they're gonna fuck because I want them to. Like, no, fuck you. They're my characters. Sit down. Anyways, I'm very passionate about my hatred for shipping. Listen, if you're a shipper, that's fine. I just don't care and I don't want to hear about it. Anyways, My point was, if I were the kind of person who would ship two people, it would be Link and Zelda. Okay? That's all I'm saying. They're my OTP. I love them. It's disgusting. Whatever. So the little shorty is Zelda and Link. And it's like 3 or 4 minutes long. But what I was getting at here is that I would love eventually, and I have stated this before, so this is not news to some of you, I would love to do a Legend of Zelda waifu series. I don't know when it'll happen. I would love to do some full-length audios that feature some of my favorite waifus from Zelda, including Princess Zelda, Mipha from Breath of the Wild, Urbosa from Breath of the Wild, the Great Fairy, which, by the way, is April's audio. It is more Great Fairy, Ocarina of Time-ish, Majora's Mask-ish, less so Twilight Princess, because that one's a child and it freaks me out. Not quite as, like, Mommy Dom, Drag Queen-ish, Giantess from Breath of the Wild. I mean, that's a perfect description. If you've ever seen her, like, honestly, that's literally what she looks like. She looks fucking fabulous. So that's the April audio. But anyways, so the other ones are Saria, or however you want to say her name, from Ocarina of Time, who's like your childhood best friend. Midna. I'm not sure. Like, I want to do the imp one just for, like, the shitposting of her, like, little imp voice. Like, fuck you, Link. You're a fucking fool. That's not the voice I would give her. I'm sorry. Anyways, and then Paya from Breath of the Wild, because she's just so sweet and so cute. Like, honestly. And I'm thinking about Princess Rudo, who is the Zora princess from Ocarina of Time. And she's, like, kind of a little bitch, and she basically is just like, we're married now, so whatever. Also, carry me around this fish. Anyways, so those are the ones on my list. I really want to do this. I love The Legend of Zelda. It's probably my favorite game franchise of all time. But, you know, it's me. Who knows when it'll happen? I have no idea. It will be Patreon exclusive. I do know that, because honestly, for the most part, everything that I take the time to, like, write and plan out and spend a whole lot of time on, it's either going to go on Patreon or it's going to go on Gumroad. For those of you who don't know, Gumroad is sort of like an Etsy type thing. They allow, like, downloads of files, and they allow Not Safe for Work content. So it will be pay for. I haven't decided where or how or what. But it's not going to be free if I spend all this time on it. Okay. Listen. All right. Okay. Anyways. What else is going on? Oh, as you can hear, hopefully I haven't listened. I haven't listened since yesterday. Hopefully nothing's happened since fucking yesterday. I think we have finally fixed the audio issue that I've been having since I bought all this fucking foam in here. You guys, I spent like fucking $70 putting foam in this little studio and it sounded like garbage, okay? And then I found out yesterday the reason I've been hearing all this echo is apparently from my laptop screen. So, I'm really pissed off about it. I, like, built a little partition out of foam so that the laptop can no longer bounce sound waves into the mic. So, yeah. That's what's going on right now. There's not a lot else going on right now. You know, things are good. Things are going really well. It's been almost a year since my boyfriend lost his job. And our lives literally were fucking turned upside down. We ended up having to move. We were almost evicted because we couldn't, like, pay our bills or our rent. Things were real scary for a while. It's been almost a year. And April is the first month that I have felt like shit is getting back together. This is the first month since last year, May, that I actually had or will have, I haven't gotten all of my payments from my various sources of income yet, but will have actually something left over. Literally the first time in a year. So, I mean, you know, and you could say like, oh, well, you spent money on stuff for the studio and all that stuff. But like, I just mean like I have some leftover stuff if I wanted to do something like, I don't know, buy something trivial for myself, you know, it's the first time in a year. And that's crazy. That's crazy. I didn't buy Christmas presents last year. I couldn't get Ruggs a birthday present. So it's crazy. And I'm so, so, so happy. And I'm so excited. And I'm just so grateful to all of you guys in my community who like and appreciate my work enough. And, you know, like, you guys work so hard for your money. And you're spending it on my content. That's amazing to me. I never in my life thought that I would get here, because I spent probably 15 years in a completely different career path where I constantly was like questioning what the fuck I was doing. I was constantly questioning my level of skill or talent, comparing myself to everyone else in my industry, and never felt like I was getting anywhere. I always felt like I was behind, you know, despite the fact that it's what I went to school for, it's what I worked for and worked on every single day almost for 15 years. And for this to grow so far in really only a year, and I know that I've been doing audios a little longer than that, but like, all of that was very private. It was very behind the scenes. It was very much like a little hobby. I really only started last year in January, publicly making audios. And for this to go this far for me and like really start becoming a career in such a small amount of time is overwhelming sometimes emotionally, in a good way. So I know that I say this every month, and I know that, like, you know, maybe I'm being overdramatic, but like, I appreciate you guys so much, and I'm so grateful and thankful and really glad to have each and every one of you, you know, here enjoying my content, supporting my content, consuming my content. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I plan to be here for a while longer. We'll see where things go. Thank you guys so much for listening this month. I hope that you guys have an amazing April, a very awesome rest of your Aries season, which ends on April 20th. By the way, quick little thing, if you're not, sorry, I'm dying. If you're not on Twitch, if you don't like watch my Twitch streams, I'm doing a giveaway. It's called Aries Season 2020. It ends at the end of Aries season on April 20th, 420 Blaze It. If you come to my Twitch stream, exclamation point, happy birthday to, because I'm an Aries. my birthday is somewhere in this little season here. If you do that, you can enter a giveaway. I'm doing a $20 Steam card or Steam gift code giveaway. You must be present. You must be following me in order to win on April 20th. So if you want that, come hang out with me. It'll be a lot of fun, I promise. But anyway, that's it for this month. I'll see you guys in May. I love you guys. Bye.